Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Another royal image tonight that appears altered too. This one with the Queen.
So we were mocking that earlier. The fact that the ABC Evening News with David Muir put that in their intro and used his... the same voice he would use as if the Soviet Union had attacked or something. Another altered photo at Buckingham Palace.
This one of the Queen.
But I did.
We don't have a Queen.
I just did read a little blurb from Mark Halperin's daily newsletter that if this, he thinks it's all stupid, but if this turns out to be something, I mean, like, they're trying to hide the fact that the Queen is bedridden or dead or something. It'll be among the biggest stories of all time. I mean, in terms of entertainment value, I mean, I don't think anything is happening at all. But if that is what was happening, which a lot of people are claiming, or that's the, how you generate any interest, right? You try to claim that there's something going on, that she's dead or can't get out. She's in a hospital room, nearly dead or something. I mean, that would be just extraordinary if they're piecing together old photographs and having body doubles go to grocery stores to try to settle down their subjects.
Well, again, I must point out that we fought not one, but two wars and killed a bunch of Brits for the right to not give a crap what's going on with the Queen or the King. On the other hand, if there is something nefarious going on, and they are, like, Weekend at Bernie-ing the Queen, I got to admit, all right, I'm tuning in. You got me.
So I don't know how happy the young people are in Great Britain, but we were taking a look at the yearly happiness list, the happiest countries in the world, and the United States fell out of the top 20 for the first time ever, falling to 23rd place. We were 15th last year, driven by a large drop in the happiness of Americans under 30. For the over 60 crowd, we're in the top 10. We're among the happier countries on earth. But for those under 30, we're 62nd. Pulling down the overall score.
Wow.
Our young people living in the land of opportunity, and it still is, are miserable.
You know, I'm looking to see if I found the right article about why people in Scandinavia are happier. I remember it's just about the fact that they're more down to earth. They're satisfied. It's a cultural thing. You're brought up to believe if you have what you need and you have people in your life you care about, that's what happiness is. And that's all you need to aspire to. So are they happier because they have, quote unquote, lower expectations, better expectations? I think that's part of it. Anyway,
some people would say, well, they've settled for less than they should want out of life. That is what
friends
some people would say.
Family and satisfaction. Yeah. Stupid Finns.
This has got to be something to be actually concerned about, though, from a political standpoint, don't you? There will be not a real revolution, but a revolution in our politics if our under 30 crowd is this dissatisfied with their country or their lives.
Yeah, yeah. You know what occurred to me, and it should have before, but I'm a bit of a slow wit, is that the kids are being indoctrinated every day that this country was built on systemic racism, homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia. It's a rotten country. Global warming is going to cook them alive. All sorts of gloom and doom indoctrination, as opposed to the much more positive education of the past, even when maybe it was overly rosy, but it gives you a different attitude. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I'm reminded of another study that just came out. Quote unquote, woke people are much more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed, according to a new study.
That doesn't shock me in the least. Not exactly sure why. I mean, it's just my personal experience. But so, why is that?
Well, the findings published in the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology suggest other Western nations may see similar patterns among their socially conscious citizens. The author, the senior researcher, remarked the woke discourse has worked its way into Finnish discourse as well. Skipping ahead to the business part of it. In the end, their final critical social justice attitude scale identified 7 truisms of woke people. They asked him, if white people have on average a higher level of income than black people, it is because of racism. If you answered yes to that, they give you woke points. University reading list should include fewer white or European authors. If you answered yes to that, they give you woke points. And the woker people then, they asked about mental health and happiness and that sort of thing. And it was just absolutely striking the difference among the people. Higher prevalence of anxiety and depression in people who believed in the statements that I made. More broadly, they found that those who identified as left wing were most likely to report lower mental well-being in general.
So let's go to the bottom of the list of happiest countries. See if we notice a trend here. First of all, Haiti was the 11th least happy country. I'll bet that number has gone down since the poll was taken.
Wow. Who's under Haiti?
Yemen. South Sudan. Liberia. Guinea. Togo. Rwanda. Syria.
Tanzania?
There you go. Burundi and DFL, as they say, the least happy place in the world, Central African Republic. Where are almost all of these places? Well, they're all either in the Middle East or Africa, and most of them are in Africa. That's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, you go up from the bottom 10, you get a lot of Botswana, Zimbabwe, Chad, Niger. There's a lot of unhappy African countries. That is horrible. That is a rough continent.
I haven't brought this up for a while, and I don't recommend you do it because there's no point, really, unless you're really, really into this stuff. But if you wanted to take a half an hour or an hour to look into the various conflicts that are going on in Africa right now and how the fight is being fought and what is happening to civilians, including children in those conflicts, it will haunt your dreams,
yeah,
perhaps for the rest of your days. It makes like Western warfare seem civilized and not that bad.
Yeah, it's horrible. And so you've got that entire continent that is almost entirely very bottom of happiness and income and all kinds of other things, which, you know, it's all tied together. But here's your top countries. You notice anything in common with those? Starting at, we'll count down the top 10. I didn't actually count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Any list this long that's not numbered, how long would it take you to number it, Gallup? Anyway, here's your top 10 happiest countries. Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, then Netherlands, Finland, Switzerland, Iceland, Denmark, Norway.
Wow.
Obviously, cold weather makes people happier. No, but there's a lot in common. First of all, with the area for most of those countries, and certainly the government with the other ones thrown in. That's something. In the United States, we're happier than Ireland, but not quite as happy as Austria. All those countries, Norway, Denmark, Switzerland, Finland, Netherlands, all in the top, you know, six or seven. What is your number one thing you think they have in common? What you just said, expectations? Or
yeah, having rescanned in the last 10 or 15 minutes some stuff I've read about this, it has to do with expectations and culture. If your culture tells you the truth, which is the best thing you can aspire to, is a good circle of friends, loving family relationships, and satisfying work. Imagine if we heard that message over and over again instead of you need to have lips and boobs like a Kardashian.
Ew.
Or a six-pack abs and a $300,000 Mercedes to be happy. It's the only way to be happy. You ought to spend your life pursuing those things. What a difference that would make in our young people.
Yeah, I would say I don't know how to break out of this. As long as social media exists.
You can only do it on an individual basis. You and yours. Culturally, no. The country's doomed in terms of consumerism and chasing things that'll never bring us happiness. I just think, you know, I can pitch it on the radio show. You can. We can pitch it to the people we care about, and that's as good as you can do.
Do they have Twitter and Facebook in Finland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, I know one of these things that I read real quick mentioned that some of that stuff is leaking into those countries and young people having, again, traded good rounded nutrition for candy are starting to get less happy and satisfied with the world.
This should be a topic of conversation. When our 60-plus crowd is in the top 10, but our young people are ranked 62nd, that is not good.
No.
Wow. One more thing before we take a break. Have you ever had pink eye?
Oh, yeah.
You have? I've never had.
My kids certainly have, yeah.
But have you?
And Judy and I have both had conjunctivitis at one time or another because it's so easily spread.
I've never had it. Mm. Have you had it, Michael?
No, never.
Me neither. I was wondering, just some people just are genetically not as likely to get it because it's run Probably. Through my house a couple of times and I never get it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it. It's pretty easily dealt with. You get drops and stuff.
Yes, it is. So why is it a big deal? Why does it get so much attention? Because your eye turns pink and it's horrifying?
It's uncomfortable and it spreads really quickly.
Yeah, anyway, they changed the rules at the school, at one of the schools. One of the schools is still a absolute pink eye. You have to not be there for like 3 days or something. The other school is like, unless you're throwing up or something. Go ahead and come to school because it just they're having so much trouble with keeping kids in school right now. Everybody's sick with some sort of ailment all the time. You can't function.
Right. Oh, is that an after effect of the COVID lockdowns, you think? Suppressed immune function?
That reminds me of something that I heard yesterday. Speaking of kids today, I got to tell you this when we come back because I had a meeting with my son's teacher and she's been teaching for 40 years, something like that. Long time. And something she noticed across the board, everybody, that is worth noting when we come back.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Bernie Sanders just announced that he's launching a podcast. Even more surprising, it's a sleepcast.
Relax your body and let the tranquility flow through you.
I'm excited to hear Bernie say, down with capitalism. And now I'd like to thank our sponsor, Tommy John Underwear. I wear the only underwear, I'm not just saying that. They're the only underwear I like. The only ones that are comfortable.
I wanted to hear the joke that, the other joke, the Latino one, because I have a point about that. This is a, yeah, play it for me, please.
President Biden announced a new program to reach Latino voters called Latinos Con Biden Harris. Yeah, at a Mexican restaurant. A little on the nose. Yeah. But Biden did his best to win over the crowd, although it got awkward when he started shaking his pill bottles like they were maracas.
And so I find that interesting because they're trying to win back the Hispanic vote that they've been able to count on forever there, the Democrats, Joe Biden is, and probably based on things like the New York Times Siena College poll that came out, what, 2 weeks ago, where Trump was getting 46% of the Hispanic vote to Biden's 40. Trump leads Biden 46-40 with the Hispanic vote among registered voters. Absolutely amazing. It was 2015 when Trump came down the elevator and talked about they're sending us the rapists, blah, blah, blah. And so what, 9 years of the media portraying Trump as obviously anti-Hispanic, racist, whatever, and he's winning by 6 points among registered voters who are Hispanic. So, wow. Let's see how that plays out and see if Biden has any luck in winning them back. I talked about meeting with my son's teacher yesterday, and something that she brought up, it was your parent-teacher conference, and something she brought up that didn't surprise me in the least, yet was still horrifying and troubling. She is on the older end. She has been teaching for a very long time and has noticed some things with kids change over time, and one of the main ones being that none of the kids can handle writing long form because it's just too slow and requires too much, you know, paying attention to the same thing for too long. Similar with when she starts into an explanation or something or a lecture, she just sees on their faces how bored they get so fast. And we all know what that is. And it's just the current pace of video games, flipping through phones, the modern media, video games, whatever it is, that's ruined my brain too. And I mentioned that to her, and she admitted that it was the same for her. I have trouble settling down to read a book at night in a way that I didn't used to, because I've been scrolling through my phone all day long, you know, from this to that, to this to that, to this to that. We have all sped up our brains so much that we can't just slow down and read a book or slow down and write or any of the things that kids used to do. And she said it's across the board. All the teachers are talking about, all the age. It doesn't matter, you know, wherever you are, it's the same. The kids' brains are just moving at such a clip now that they can't settle down enough for long-form writing or long-form lectures about anything. And it's just a fact. And I'm shocked that we don't address this in a more serious manner, whether, you know, in the media or the government or teachers talking about it or whatever. If this is going to be here to stay, I mean, if we're counting on evolution to catch up to where our brains just operate faster or something, I don't think that's going to happen. Not for a couple hundred thousand years anyway. And man, it's a problem. How are kids? See, smartphones came in about 2006, 2007. I don't know. Of course, you don't learn anything in college anymore. So I was going to say, are college kids today able to sit through long lectures and write long papers and all that sort of stuff? Well, you don't learn like you used to in college. So I don't know if that's a good example. Employers, do you notice this with younger people? It's something we're going to have to deal with. Maybe we're just going to have to present information in a different way. Because at some level, I think you just have to accept it is. It's just the way our brains work now. So you have to present information at a faster pace with quicker dopamine payoffs if you want to get anybody's attention or hold anybody's attention. But she saw it across the board, which I found it highly troubling. Our text line, if you have any comment on that, text line 415-295-KFTC, teachers, employers, 415-295-KFTC. New rules about electric cars, hot off the presses from the Biden administration. That is coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. And this is a guy who who's the way he talks about the Latino community is, well, in 2016 he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down that escalator. Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. What the hell is he talking about?
So that's what we were talking about last segment, in that Trump now leads Biden among registered voters. And it's always worth looking at a poll if it's all people or registered voters. Because some groups, like Hispanics, for instance, don't vote at the same numbers as some other people. And so registered voters, Trump leads among Hispanics 46-40. He's leading Biden by 6 points. Anyway, and so Biden knows he's doomed if that continues. So he's trying to remind voters that Trump has said some unpalatable things. But anyway.
You know, it's funny that you should bring us those numbers. I was just reading how shocked the Democratic Party was when Trump turned a, whatever it was, 23-point deficit among Hispanics to a 17-point deficit from 2016 to 2020. Mm-hmm. Now it's an advantage in spite of all the race baiting.
Right. Well, we'll have plenty of time to discuss the reasons for that over the next 8 months. This is breaking news. Biden administration announces rules aimed at phasing out gas cars, according to the WAPO and the New York Times. Wall Street Journal has a different take on this. But according to the WAPO and the New York Times, the Biden administration today announced maybe the most significant climate regulations in our nation's history, which when I hear that phrase, I grab my wallet and I think, oh, great. In what way is my life going to get worse and it's going to be more expensive? But it's the idea that we're going to be over 50% all electric in 8 years. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. That ain't going to happen for
That's
a variety
beyond
of reasons.
Inaccurate. It's idiotic. It's fantasy land.
Well, if the Biden administration was going to stay, if it was like Putin and he was going to be president for the next 8 years, it wouldn't happen. But you throw in the fact that you're going to have a Republican administration or two, and it definitely is not going to happen because, you know, these rules will be rolled back. But anyway, so they're saying not just hybrid, because I've been hearing about they're realizing people like hybrids more than electrics. The appetite for electric vehicles is so low. Just most people don't want them for all kinds of different reasons. There is a better appetite for hybrids, though still low, but they're talking all electric is going to be over 50%. Actually, the target is 56% all electric vehicle sales in 8 years, 2032.
My target is I'm going to lose 50 pounds and gain 20 pounds of muscle mass by tomorrow at noon. I am announcing this goal.
With an additional 16% of new cars would be hybrids. So that is what? 72% of cars will be electric or hybrids in the next 8 years. That's just hilarious. A record 1.2 million electric vehicles rolled off dealers' lots last year. That's a tiny number of the overall sales. And that is with unbelievable discounts because Ford and GM can't get them off the lot. Nobody wants them. And then all kinds of government breaks that they give you for going electric, which has got to phase out at some point. It's ridiculous.
Well, what I was about to say was, now, if you put aside the fact that it's unachievable, but, I mean, why would you put that aside?
Right.
But if you were to, you would get to the discussion of whether, indeed, electrics are actually better for the environment, because that is a highly, highly debatable assertion. According to responsible people who don't work for Standard Oil or anything, it's a question of batteries and mining and weight and the energy it takes. Where's the energy going to come from? Our grids are already, our electric grids, straining. They're ripping apart at the seams. That's before the big new data center is built at the edge of town and everybody has an electric car. It's just, it's highly questionable, but I know exactly what's going on here. This is a desperate, desperate Hail Mary to the 18 to 32 crowd to get them to show up to vote for the ancient Joe Biden.
So just to fill this in and not get too in the weeds on this, the Wall Street Journal's view of this story is this is actually a rollback from some of the previous guidelines that looks like a desperate keep the auto unions happy ploy in an election year. And it's got more to do with that. Keeping the people that, you know, are part of the UAW for GM and Ford happy in an election year. So there's different ways to look at it. But then, like the New York Times article, then they go on with paragraph after paragraph about how much you'll save as a driver of an electric vehicle and maintenance and various things and oil changes and blah, 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 as they continue to try to convince people that just have looked at electric vehicles, have heard plenty about them, they know somebody with one, and have decided not for me. Just, it's just a fact. You might hate that, but it's just true.
So, speaking of the Biden administration's desperate attempt to become the two-term Biden administration, I was absolutely shocked by this. Kathleen Parker, who you probably don't know, she's an editorial writer for the Washington Post. She won a Pulitzer for commentary a few years back. She wrote an editorial that one or two of you good folks, our beloved listeners, referred to via email. And I thought, I didn't see that, and I didn't hear about that. The title is, For the Country's Sake, Vice President Harris Should Step Aside.
I didn't hear about this. I'm surprised it didn't make it into the echo chamber that I heard, other than from you.
I know. That's, and I'm trying to figure out why that would be, and I'll hit you with some of the particulars in a second. But, I mean, my initial reaction was, she's of color. She's a woman. This is really uncomfortable. I just don't want to talk about it at all.
When did it come out?
Hang on a second. You have so many questions. All your questions. March 15th, just a few days ago.
Okay. So the same weekend that former Vice President
Pence,
his name escapes me, Pence, said he wouldn't endorse Trump. And that was like the biggest story in America, that Pence wouldn't endorse his former boss, Trump. Mm-hmm. But an op-ed in a liberal newspaper saying the current vice president needs to go got no noise whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll hit you with some of the quotes. The Democratic Party's indulgence of identity politics has proved successful in building a diverse organization, but its strategy of courting and pandering to minority voters is the road to ruin. In 2020, Biden promised to tap a woman.
Yes. Before us lies the road to ruin, is what I've declared. Michael.
Down this road lies something,
madness.
Michael.
Down this road lies madness.
Yes.
He's got his earbuds in. He's listening to Michael is listening to a Taylor Swift CD.
Or Howard Stern. Are you listening to Stern?
No.
Anyway, getting back to the Kathleen Parker editorial, his history-making, in quotes, selection of the telegenic Kamala D. Harris might prove to be his downfall in 2024, and he hasn't had enough fall downs to make voters worry. Then she gets into Harris's impressive resume, and it was, if you don't know her act, but how she rose to power in California is a rather well-told story. As the first black woman, first woman of Asian descent to be nominated for Veep, she was a doubleheader. But her evolving beliefs undercut that appeal, and she gets into, like, at one point she believed this, then she believed that. That's just being a politician.
Yeah. That stuff, yeah, whatever. Lost on me.
Then she says she was a colossal failure as border czar, a position she held briefly and otherwise seems to have gone undercover. The Kamala conundrum comes down to this. She was picked because she was black and female, a combo tantamount to job security. Now that she has become a burden to the Democratic ticket, Biden can't fire her. He can't risk alienating his base. Full stop. The seriousness of this situation can't be overstated. Biden's diminished faculties, notwithstanding his relatively successful State of the Union address, and his increasing physical frailty are concerning. And then she, this is again, the Washington Post, one of their liberal writers. There's no reason to think her ranking would spike as were she suddenly promoted to the Oval Office. Instead, most signs point to disaster. This is why I propose, with all due respect, that Harris simply step away from the ticket.
Come on now.
This is not a partisan suggestion. And she actually suggested Sarah Palin do the same thing. When it became clear that she wasn't fit for big time prime time, I ended that column with these words: do it for your country. Harris could provide her own reasons for moving on. Perhaps she and Biden could cut a deal for her to become the next attorney general if he's reelected. Biden then could tap someone else with executive experience, blah, blah, blah. Please, Madam Vice President, do it for your country. I'm surprised. I don't know. I was going to say I'm surprised this is not being kicked around a great deal in conservative circles.
Right. Yeah. I didn't hear about it.
Because Lord knows, kicking metaphorically, the marble-mouthed speaker of nonsense Kamala Harris is fairly popular sport here on the right side. I don't get it. I was going to say maybe it's because they really like the idea of Biden-Harris being the ticket, but it's not like any individual commentator has that much effect anyway. How did this vanish like that?
Things can't stay the way they are for the next 8 months, can they?
It seems impossible to me.
The same coverage, the same arguments, the same particulars? Just doesn't seem possible. It just doesn't feel like that's possible.
And as we've discussed at a fair length, given the mind-boggling weakness of the Harris ticket.
Joe Getty doesn't even know who the vice president is. Thinks it's 2008. Dementia.
Fair enough. given the tragic weakness of the ticket, the idea that the Democrats would say, yeah, we're going to lose 40 states, but, well, he's the incumbent, so I guess we'll go ahead and do it. It feels like something has to change. The tectonic plates are pressing against each other with amazing power, and there's only an inch left that are keeping them from going kerblooey. It feels like they have to shift.
And the leading Republican candidate's got to figure out how to come up with $500 million, or actually $1 billion, liquid, in 5 days? Or he's going to have one of his buildings seized?
It could be the best thing that could possibly happen for Trump is for that process to move forward and more Americans become aware of the outrageousness of it.
Well, imagine, what would the visual be on like that if they have to? He can't come up with $1 billion liquid, as Mark Cuban and others have pointed out. That's not a thing. It's not a thing you do even if you got multiple $1 billion. So are we going to have, to the glee of every anchor on every channel but Fox next week, are we going to have live video of squad cars showing up and people showing up to change the locks and put barriers around a building and, like, confiscate one of his buildings? Because that's how it works. I have a friend who this happened to.
For all my gripes about Trump, and there are several, when you have Kevin Leary, who, I don't know his politics, but Mark Cuban, who hates Trump, and Ruth Marcus, who we mentioned earlier in the WAPO, right? Or is it the New York Times? Doesn't matter. Who hates Trump, all saying, hey, this judgment is insane. This $500 million is insane. This is a political prosecution. I think if they move forward with this process, it will become the lead story in America, and it will shine a bright spotlight on something that is utterly indefensible.
Well, I think you're right, but what would stop it from moving forward? I mean, columnists don't have any power to... You think Letitia James is going to wise up and come up with some weird, I need to delay this thingy?
No, I'm not predicting it's not going to happen. I'm just saying if there is no legal wrangling or negotiation that can take place and the process moves forward, it is, again, going to shine a bright, bright spotlight on how unjust all this is. And I think it will get Trump elected.
But I think I'm right about this. I think they would show up. They would rope off the building. They would change the locks. They would boot everybody out. And that happened on live television. Could you imagine the political firestorm?
An office building with apartments and 2,500 tenants? I mean, every old lady with a purse dog isn't allowed to come into Trump Tower anymore. What the hell?
Well, they gotta take,
how would that work?
They got to take something. That's going to be wild. Woo! That might be the most exciting political week ever, and we've had some pretty big ones. We'll finish strong next.
This is the most election of our lifetime. Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
One of our clips that I wanted to do today, that's the long version of them asking college kids how many genders there are. Where is that?
I was going to use that to set up a gender bending madness update, but we ran out of time. That's 90.
I want to hear that. 90.
How many genders are there?
It's a spectrum, so like a lot.
Can you name me a few?
You can be man, female, you could be, there's so many.
This is a stupid question.
How many are there?
I don't want to participate anymore.
I think there's really an answer to that, given that gender is kind of a social construct, so it's different for every person.
As many as you want to believe.
Can you name me, like, a few?
So, there's a whole spectrum of them.
There are many. There's a lot, so...
Name me a few.
There is male, female, genderqueer, non-binary, obviously the whole trans community.
Oh, wow. I don't know. There's a lot. I know there's like...
Name me them.
I know there's cis, obviously female, male.
So where were these kids being interviewed? Do we know that? Wherever this clip came from? Does anybody know that?
I think it's interesting that they all know what they're supposed to answer, but they don't know anything else.
What percentage of young people have heard that phrase that gender is a social construct? I mean, you have to be taught that.
Radical gender theory. You give me a class full of kindergartners and give me 5 years with them, I could get them to believe anything. And that's what the radical theorists have done under our noses. Whoops. That's why I just like to dance.
Man, I enjoyed dancing there, but it was like 3 seconds long. I just got my groove going, and it was over.
World's shortest rave.
Here is your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
So many... Oh, that's right. We're not there yet. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There is our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael!
We are too short on time, so I will join you again tomorrow.
Okay.
Katie Green.
Same here. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
How little time do we have?
We have 40 seconds.
Are we under attack? Is there, should I know something? Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
We do another segment after the show called One More Thing. It's a podcast if you ever want to catch that. Today we're going to talk about cannibalism. So I hope you can tune in.
Do we have to? I'm tired. A great gender-bending madness update tomorrow for you.
Awesome. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people with thanks so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. The hot links are there. You'll enjoy them. We will try to relink up the thing I wrote about helping my sciatica get a lot better. We get requests every day for that.
Really?
We'll dig it up for you.
Yeah. That many people have it. That sucks. We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
I said, I expected more.
I don't give two craps.
Whoa.
But that's not even the point.
So don't get all crazy on me.
I was about to really let you have it.
No! That's not right.
You fool!
I think that's a part of it.
So let's go out with a bang.
I just went on an underwear buying spree, so I've got a bunch of the hot brands of underwear right now.
Tell us more, thought no one.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.